Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, thank you. Welcome back on board On the Mark. We're delighted to be here again today on a little bit of a snow-covered day in the valley. First snowfall of the year, right? All right. Well, not going to get a white Christmas out of this one, I'm sure. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. Feel free to give us a call. Our producer this morning, Lynn Hall, will take your name and what you want to talk about and put you through to me, and then I'll say good morning and we'll get the program rolling. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hotline number, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to put OTM at the start of your message. And On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. They are, as you well know, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Check them out on the web at sunburymotors.com. They sell Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles. They are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, an alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles. They're a master towing service with decades of experience. You can find them on the web, as I said, at sunburymotors.com. And you can check out their online specials or build a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia to your precise specifications. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, nitrogen for tires, and they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m., and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. As I said, our hotlines are open, 570-743-9565. This is, I understand, is Giving Tuesday. I think that's funny in a way because, you know, obviously we need to give to charities and support them and the work they do. But we have Black Friday. We have Small Business Saturday. We have Cyber Monday. And then after you've spent all the money on those, we have Giving Tuesday. So if you have anything left to give today, by all means, do give it. We've been talking the past couple of days about woke stuff on the program again. And there's a fascinating story out today about the Walt Disney Company. They seem to have admitted their controversial political and social agenda has hurt the company and shareholders, according to Jonathan Turley. Turley, a George Washington University law professor and a Fox News contributor, used the 300th birthday of famed economist Adam Smith, whose invisible hand metaphor explained how people could exercise their choice between particular products, to put a spotlight on Disney's struggles. Disney appears to acknowledge that Smith's invisible hand is giving the House of Mouse the middle finger. In a new corporate disclosure, Disney acknowledges that its controversial political and social agenda is costing the company and shareholders, Turley wrote in a piece for The Hill. Turley then cited a recent SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, annual report in which Disney acknowledged that, quote, "We face risks related to misalignment with public and consumer tastes and preferences for entertainment, travel, and consumer products." In an implied nod to Smith, the company observes that the success of our businesses depend on our ability to consistently create compelling content, and that generally our revenues and profitability are adversely impacted when our entertainment offerings and products, as well as our methods to make our offerings and products available to consumers, do not achieve sufficient consumer acceptance. Further, consumers' perceptions of our position on matters of public interest, including our efforts to achieve certain of our environmental and social goals, often differ widely and present risks to our reputation and brands. Gee, guess what? I think you're already there. Bill, you're on the mark from Bloomsburg.
Hey, good morning, Your Honor. Hey, we were talking a little bit, and I was trying to explain to the sheep how the Biden administration is attacking the church and the Constitution. First, now, he has an open border policy, and And in June, the Biden administration suspended up to 4 years all visas on any, like, you know how other countries, they come in and the Catholic gets priests and whatnot from other countries, right?
Right.
He suspended all them visas. And there's an article in the Fort Worth Star on June 25th, 2023 in regards to that, right? And all the Catholic visas that are currently here that are expiring, he is not renewing them. So we have aliens coming across the border, but he's forcing all these Catholic visas, they got to go back to their own country.
Is it just them or is it others as well?
No, it's the article is the Catholics.
Oh, okay.
And it basically is the whole thing is attack God and the Constitution. You see how, like, they all this transgender stuff, and they're attacking the faith in God. And there was FBI whistleblowers testified in front of Congress that there was undercover FBI agents implanted in the Catholic Church and whatnot. But in the big picture schemes, they'll come out and tell you the Constitution, they don't believe in it, right? And then I started touching on the end of yesterday's program on the Second Amendment, how they want to attack that as a country. They want to attack the Second Amendment. So they cannot get, say your grandfather gave you a rifle and it was handed down through generations, and
right.
You give it to a cousin and then whatever, and the FBI comes, hey, do you have that rifle? No, I gave it to my son. They go to your son. No, I gave it to my cousin. No, I gave it to my son. See, they can't. There's no record of that, and they want to control this, right? So, what I was trying to say is, before Biden gets out, this is what he's going to do. he does stuff that he's not allowed to do by the Supreme Court and the Constitution. He's already done that with the student. That's already been proven. So, what he's going to do is he's going to write a thing, right? This is going to happen. You heard it here first. He's
okay.
Going to make a bill. He's going to put it into effect that every citizen has dealership, how do you say, gun dealership's status, right, by the stroke of a pen. And so what's going to happen is, so if, and this is how he's going to get around the Constitution, is, so say if you have a gun, right, and if you give it to your son, you gotta run a background check to give that gun to your son. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I understand.
So
that.
Now they have what they do is they want a record of everything in this country.
Well, we do keep records of most stuff, you know. I don't.
Well, records are meant to be done in the right way, and you know that. We could say, oh, that's great, you know, we're going to keep track of everything, but in the end, it's not good. It's not good for the big picture, what they want to do with it. You know, they come out and say, you know, next administration, and say, okay, well, you know what, every household, guess what, you're only allowed 3 guns. Everything above and beyond that, you got to turn them in. You understand how this is going to magnitude?
Yeah, but you see, I understand you and other people feel that way, but I don't see how we could make that work in a wide-open republic like we have here. I mean, there are too many people that would resist it right off the bat.
I mean, they're going to fight
there
in court.
Yeah, well, that's the place to do it. Yeah, that's the place to do it.
There's no logic with this administration, with the things that they do. Do you understand that they're trying to destroy the Constitution?
They want government control. I don't get how they're trying to destroy the Constitution.
He's bankrupt in this country. He wants this country to belly up. They're just handing money. They're doing stuff.
But what does he gain by that? What does he gain by doing that? He bankrupts the country. He destroys the country. What's he gain?
Their bloodlines gain everything.
Well, I don't see what's worth having after that. If they destroy the country, what's worth having? And who do they...
But you understand, it's happening. It's happening. You could see it's happening. Look at the... I touched on things on the mainland today. But normally I always say, my comments are, always see the big picture, see what's going on in the country.
Right
now, our country's weak. Like, we're laughable.
Well, you know, I understand you feel that way, and I understand what you're talking about. There are certain symptoms that I think need to be addressed with what we're doing in this country. But, you know, this is a big, wide country. They couldn't take all your guns away if they wanted to. There are more guns than people.
No, I'm not saying they're going to do it. I said they're going to take steps towards that.
But
it'll happen maybe in the next decade or whatever. You know, we might not be around for that. But the thing is, what Biden's going to do, Biden somehow is going to give citizens, he wrote with a pen, it's some type of fancy word. It's constitutional for you to report your guns. You have
that. Right, you've gone over
right,
that.
Right, and what he's going to do, everything written down.
If I let me boil it down, make sure I know what you're saying, the regulations that currently, what you're saying?
They want to know where they're all at.
Okay.
When the business administration issued 86,000 IRS
weapons bill, you got that wrong.
Yes, they are 6,000. Up is the it is when it comes time to technology, they're going to tell what you get for your debated. It's like, where's this gun? Where's this gun? This,
okay, hey Bill, we got to rally. Thank you, I appreciate. Stan, you've been very.
What and
what do they gain?
The country is still. Do you think people of Russia, wanted and no answer to their? Oh, they're equal than others, but stay in the. And there will be no. What the bill of goods was their people, whatever it was. All of still think they're kind of lean way, but coming down as you know, who's because they've been talking that sell. If a person has say a dozen guns,
right?
All right,
okay,
and he wants to sell them, you know, say online, the gun broker, gun broker's an auction site online, perfectly legal because the guns all have to go to a dealer to be transferred. All right, unlike what the news media tells you, it's yeah, that's the way it has to be done.
Okay,
so. If people are selling them on that, say they have a collection of a dozen, maybe two dozen, maybe more, and they want to, you know, get rid of them. They want to sell them. They want to, you know, go into retirement with some cash in their hands, pocket, and they got guns and they can make some money and sell them. They want to consider those people dealers, okay? So that's what they're trying to do. So they want to make everybody that sells more than maybe one gun a year a dealer.
Okay, so they're not trying to do it to everybody as Bill suggested.
Well, but the only way that they can prove anything is to have a registry. This is what it's leading to, Joe. Think about it. You know, they want a universal background checks.
Okay.
Without a registry, universal background checks are impossible to enforce. Because if you have, now I'm talking in Pennsylvania, handguns are all registered. It is what it is. You sell a handgun to somebody else, it has to go to a dealer. You have to do the transfer, and it's still registered to the new owner. Okay? So we're going to put handguns in Pennsylvania aside. But if they decided to do rifles and shotguns, every rifle and shotgun would somehow have to be registered. So you could say tomorrow, okay, tomorrow, if you sell a rifle or shotgun, or give it to one of your kids, because right now, even handguns, you don't have to register them, go through that process if you hand it to one of your kids or spouse, okay? That's the way the law's written. I always tell people, get it out of your name. You want it in their name in case there's an issue. But, so rifles and shotguns, you start doing that. There's no registry. So they don't know if, you know, if it happened tomorrow that somebody sold their gun to the neighbor or it happened 2 weeks ago. There's no way of knowing. So the only way they can do that is tell everybody, you must register your guns with the state of Pennsylvania or the feds, whoever it's, you know, puts that out there. If it comes down to the feds do it, then it has to be registered somewhere. And okay. Right now there's laws against a national registry. But that could change.
Okay, well, you know, what would be the harm of it?
The harm of it?
Yeah.
Well, Joe, right now,
we register everything in this
country.
Let
me put it to you this way. If you own a Class 3 firearm, say a full auto machine gun, an M16, an M60, even a Maldus 50 caliber, you can own them, by the way. If you own those, you open yourself up to the ATF inspection at any time.
Okay.
Because they can come to your house and say, we want to see the gun. Where is it? Now, you do a national registry. All your privacy just goes out the door. On just a normal rifle and shotgun, pump shotgun, bolt action rifle. It all goes out the door because they can have a registry now, and if they want to, they can come to your house. Where's that gun? We want to see it. Now, do you think that's right? With no due process, you have committed no crime, but just because they get a hair up their butt, they want to see your see your firearms.
Well, there's no guarantee that anybody would do that. I mean, I understand what you're saying. The Constitution says it shall not be infringed upon. All right, mm-hmm. I agree with that. Is having a registry an infringement? Well, you can make a case it is. You can make a case it isn't. I mean, it's like saying we register cars. We know we have VIN numbers for every car that's ever put out on the road.
Yep. And it helps. And driving a car is a privilege.
In the event that they're stolen, it makes it easier to determine where they wound up and who has them. You know, it's a matter of safety, isn't it?
Owning a car and driving a car is a privilege, not a right. Okay.
Okay, but
all right, there's a difference right there. Now.
But yes, voting is a right. Now, Stan, hold a minute. Voting is a right too, but we still require you to sign up and register to vote.
That's because we want to make only U.S. citizens of eligible age to vote, correct?
In theory.
Okay. Now, say you get your panacea of a registry, a gun registry. Do you really think the criminals that are going out and causing the majority of the problems in this country are going to sign their guns up on a registry?
Probably not.
Ah, so then therein lies the problem.
Well, no,
you will create this registry to punish and restrict and infringe on law-abiding citizens' rights.
No, I don't want
to
do it.
But you will do nothing that the criminals will actually adhere to.
I'm not suggesting it. I'm just asking you hypothetically what the
problem
is.
I know you're not, Joe. I'm just saying.
But, I mean, I look at it this way. You know, if we require people to vote, I want more voting. It seems inconsistent to me to say we want to tighten up voting, but guns we don't want to tighten up. Both are rights guaranteed by the Constitution. Both of them are. So if it makes sense to tighten up one, why can't we tighten up the other?
Wait. Is voting in the Constitution?
Yes, it is.
Right to vote?
Mm-hmm.
If it was, why wasn't women in it to start with?
Because they were excluded.
Oh, okay. All right.
As were anybody that didn't own property.
But it's a matter of control. All it comes down to is control. Because they've done it in states where they have registry. In California, they have registry. And they've gone to people's houses looking for guns that they supposedly had in registry. So, you know, that opens that up. And I, quite frankly, don't want that. It's a privacy issue. It's a whole host of things that they have no business knowing.
Well,
they don't need to know, just like they don't need to know where I drive when I drive. With the GPS car units in the cars, if you have own a car with that, the government can hack into all that and do that. And as far as, you know, the kill switch on the cars, it was in the infrastructure law, but it was geared towards preventing drunk drivers, okay? That's what the line is.
Okay.
It's not so that the government supposedly can stop a car anytime they want, except, you know, the government never, ever abuses their power, do they?
Well, hopefully not. Okay.
We know better, Joe.
All right, sir. Well,
and as far as Disney, go woke, go broke, and they're on a good path.
Yeah, they are.
You have a great day.
You too. Take care. All right, we got one. Oh, hello, Van. Hang on, Van. We're going to get to you in just a second. We have to take a quick break and on the mark. And, you know, we said go woke, go broke. One of the things that Jonathan Turley noted that Disney and other companies ignore consumer backlash over corporate campaigns and that the company reportedly lost $1 billion on just four of its recent woke movie flops. Wow, that's a lot of money. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
If you're turning 65 or retiring soon, it's time to consider your Medicare options. Geisinger Gold Medicare Advantage plans start at $0 per month. with access to more than 29,000 doctors and 100 hospitals across Pennsylvania, plus plan options that may include dental care, eyewear, and hearing benefits. If it's time for Medicare, learn about the many benefits of Geisinger Gold.
Geisinger Gold are HMO, PPO, and HMO T-SNP plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Geisinger Gold depends on contract renewal.
We have Black Friday savings all month long at the all-new Shemox Furniture World in Mount Carmel. This is JP, and we're offering some amazing doorbusters, including a comfy reclining sofa, perfect for the big game, just $5.99. And check this out, get a queen hybrid Eurotop mattress with pocketed coils plus memory foam for an amazing $3.99. And get that awesome Shemox service with free delivery, free setup, and free removal of your old, and 12 months free financing. It's Black Friday all month long at Shemox Furniture World in Mount Carmel, selling happiness since 1915.
Hi, this is Lisa Grant, Chief Lending Officer at Milton Savings Bank. Need to do some home remodeling, pay education expenses, or consolidate debt? We have a home equity line of credit with a low introductory rate for the first 6 months. We also have great rates for home mortgages to purchase or refinance, construction loans with one closing, and personal loans. Stop by our new loan production office located at 260 Wrights Boulevard, Suite 3, Lewisburg, or our main office at 80 Broadway Street, Milton. Milton Savings Bank, serving area communities for over 103 years, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Okay, welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. We're brought to you by Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. Two callers on the line, Van and Harry. Van was on first. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Morning. How you doing?
All right, and you?
I'm good. Hey, this deal, you don't understand why someone want to take over the world and why they want to destroy America. Well, the question is, do you see what's going on, how these open borders, how people left in, and how they weren't vetted, and there's the FBI gave here a couple weeks ago about giving us a warning that there could be possible attacks and coordinated attacks from these people that they've allowed to cross our border. And it's obvious to me they want to destroy this country. We have Biden, he's just a puppet in the hands of the globalists that are, you know, he shut down our drilling for oil and stuff, and now we've become reliant again on foreign oil, which oil makes the world run. And this whole thing with world organizations like the WHO, like I brought up yesterday, and Biden has agreed and given over our health care if we have a pandemic, that the WHO is going to be able to say what we have to do here as citizens of America. We have all these world organizations that the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and his gang that are pushing for this Great Reset that seems like people don't even want to look into the Great Reset. And yet that is the major plan of these people. We have the COP meeting going on right now, the Conference of Parties over in Dubai, which started today. And they're talking about the deal with climate, what they're going to do to protect, you know, this world from having the climate destroyed. Of course, we can all see that the global warming is taking place now. Of course, they changed that. They have to change their rhetoric to match up to try to keep people deceived. But the fact of the matter is they want to tax people. And for what purpose? There's nothing you're going to do to change the climate. The climate is going to be what it is. And can we stop pollution? Yes, and I believe we've done that here in this country. But there's a plan, and Klaus Schwab, check him out, World Economic Forum. He's the one pushing for this Great Reset. And he's talking about the artificial intelligence, which if you have a cell phone, and I got one right in my hand right now, that thing, it tracks me wherever I go. It tracks me whatever I search on the web. I clicked on a tractor supply email I got the other day and just clicked on to look at a set of cordless power tools, included six power tools. And I have got stuff, you know, popping up on my phone. If I go on different websites, advertisements, it's all about these cordless power tools. And I just clicked on it for a second. And this stuff tracks you. Also, like with what we're seeing with Elon Musk with Neuralink, and there's this wanting to link humanity with machine, and the whole thing, gene editing, and on we can go. But there is a push for a world government. And the reason they have to take America down is because we are the last country and the only country that really has freedom. And they are flooding our borders. They are going to bankrupt this country. And if you can't see that coming, you may not understand what the purpose behind it is. like you can see it happening before your very eyes. And to not see it, you have to have your head stuck in the sand.
Well, I guess my head's in there because I don't really see it that way. You know, what you describe to me is people trying to sell you something. We do that all the time. I spent my entire broadcasting career trying to sell people things. That's what we do. You know, if we had the technology back when I started in broadcasting that we have today, gosh, we would have used it to sell people's products, to motivate the economy. That isn't taking over the world.
You can use it to sell, but the people want to use it for control. And like I started to tell you, end of my call yesterday, I was telling you about people over in China, how if they speak out against the government, and here's another deal. We have the World Bank, the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, and it's all run by the UN. What does the UN have to do with controlling our money? And we're going to see digital currency, like it or not, like it or lump it, we're going to have digital currency, and they are going to control your money. And
we already have it. I've got my debit card. I use it all the time. I find it more convenient than pulling cash out.
Yes, yes. But what's happened, like the Patriot Act that was passed back after 9/11, that now is being used. It was under the guise to be against terrorists from foreign countries, but now it's used against our own citizens. That's charging our citizens with terrorism. The whole thing with January 6th, and that was not an insurrection. If it was, it was the most, you know, if you have an insurrection, you have a bunch of guns. You're going to take over the place. They had the people there. If they really wanted to take over down there, they could have, and they would have if they would have planned it that way. And what we're seeing is this country is being overthrown. We're seeing our economy just collapse right before our very eyes. It's not going to get better, and it's going to get worse, and they're going to take over. And the reason I can say this with 100% certainty, again, goes back to the book, the Bible, where God says there's going to be a one-world government, and it's going to be tyrannical, and we can see all the controls coming to pass. For the first time in history, they will be able to control all your money. All your transactions are going to be digital. They're going to be electronic in nature. And they can shut them down just like they've done to people over in China that dare speak against our government. And we saw it during COVID, where people had their platforms on the internet removed, be it on Twitter, be it on YouTube. If you didn't go along with the narrative, if you dared to speak out against it, you were removed and shut down.
Okay, well, I hope you're wrong, Van, but I thank you for your comments as always. 570-743-9565. Harry, you've been patient. You're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'd like to touch on something. I don't know if anybody else finds it intriguing or not, but there's kind of a double standard, I think, with some things for... over the weekend, there was three Palestinian people of descent were shot. I believe it was in Vermont. It was up in New England, either Vermont or New Hampshire.
Vermont.
Vermont. Okay, thanks. And that is now being treated as a... the FBI is looking into that as a hate crime.
Right.
And it is a heinous act. I'm not defending anything. Please don't misunderstand. However, I look at this whole thing. A lot of this stuff, everything is so polarized with Hamas and Israel, not just between those two, but if you speak out in defense of or against either one, you know, there's all kinds of crap storms coming up too.
Yeah.
But I'm intrigued by how that could be considered a hate crime, but yet you have a Jewish woman who is hit in the head by Palestinian sympathizers as she's getting on a subway train in New York. That's not a hate crime. You have demonstrators who go through the city of New York disrupting the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade by gluing their hands to the sidewalk and shouting anti-Israeli slogans and doing enough damage that the New York City Library will have to pay $75,000 to get all the paint and graffiti off of their walls. But that's not a hate crime. Now, how is a specific crime if it's against one group?
That's because that's the way...
Looking for, Joe, is... Never mind, I know the common sense. It died. But...
Well, you know, a hate crime is a hard thing to define. You don't really know what's in somebody's heart unless you, you know, they're available to ask them, and maybe you've got to give them a psychological profile to determine whether it's a hate crime. Or they might just tell you, I hate Jews, I hate black people, therefore I'm going to commit crimes against them. Well, then it's pretty easy to define. But, you know, just saying if someone does something wrong and it happens to involve a person of color or a person of a different faith, calling that a hate crime might be a bit of a stretch.
I agree, but the FBI tends to throw it around quite a bit.
They do, and I agree with you. I think it doesn't make much sense to call a hate crime a woman who was getting on a bus being beaten. But, you know, that's the way they like to play it in New York.
When you look at that, some of the things that Van brought up, I think, are far-fetched. But I also think that some of them have some merit. There are some things with control from globalist organizations that are affecting, and I don't think that it's just trying to run America. I think they are trying to run the entire global economy and the global governments. But, you know, when we start talking about the UN being the be-all and end-all of everything, the UN is really a paper tiger. It started out as a wonderful organization with the right ideas, but it's really nothing more than just a waste of prime real estate in New York City. I mean, let's call a spade a shovel. You know, that's all it is.
Well, Pamela Falk on, who is CBS's UN correspondent, the other day, and she makes a pretty compelling argument that the United Nations does some pretty valuable stuff. You know,
I guess you can say it, but I think she's wrong.
Okay.
My opinion. I don't really. But getting back to the what happens is we go to whoever has the loudest voice in these organizations. That's who gets the preferential treatment, and I guess that's what's happening with these. So with the labeling of hate crimes too. Right now, because more people say, oh my God, the Israelis are attacking Hamas and the Palestinians, and yet they can certainly overlook the fact that they came in on zip lines to a music festival and attacked the Jews. I mean, you know, we go off the track so fast that makes my head spin.
Well, you know, there's so many things in life that can be used either for good or for evil. You take the automobile, for example. The car could be used to run down a group of senior citizens walking on the sidewalk because somebody doesn't like them. That same vehicle could be used to rush a sick child to the hospital. You know, it depends on the intent of the person using the product. There are some things, it seems to me, that a worldwide solution for is a pretty good idea. Other things, you know,
that would be fine if we were looking for the solution, Joe. But well, I don't honestly believe they look for the solution.
What do you think they're looking for? What
motivates
them?
I think they're looking to create another problem that makes them come up with a solution that benefits them.
What value is that?
I think that's what happens. You know, we talk about you and I are a little more conservative than others, but let's be honest. The conservatives are as guilty of doing that as liberals, too.
Well,
you know, we try to create an issue to make it look good for everybody else, for our group and not everybody. And I think that's what happens when you label things as a hate crime or you say, oh, we're doing this for world good. Well, who's good? Who's good? Does it make it good for the whole world, or does it make it good for a certain group that helps them? And you know, there's no concept of what is truly globally good, locally good, nationally good. So I just don't see it.
But I do think you have to be vigilant. The analogy I used about using a vehicle for good or for evil, I think you have to at least give people credit for being willing to try to pursue a solution that might benefit all of humanity. I mean, if we don't believe a rising tide lifts all boats, then we're ignoring physics. It does. It makes things a little better for everybody. But on the other hand, if somebody tries to take that and use it for harm, then we need to be prepared to step in and stop them.
I agree. I agree with you on that. But that's what I'm saying is I do not believe that people are looking for solutions. I think they're looking for solutions in search of a problem.
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean.
You may be right. You may be 100%
correct. I don't want to be that fatalistic, but I look at these things and I look at, you know, there are most times when you see these issues that come up, there's enough blame to go around on all sides.
Yep.
And we don't look for that. We look to pick out the villain and create a hero, and maybe there isn't any, Jeff.
Well, you may have a point, Harry. Thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it as always, sir. Take care. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. We have to take a quick break. We have a call coming in. We'll get to that in just a moment.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
What do you mean he's not coming in? This is our busiest time.
The mixologist at Claude's Bar is moving to Manhattan.
I'm already down two bar backs. No one's manning front of
me. Now he needs an equally cosmopolitan replacement.
How am I going to find a new bartender before New Year's Eve?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love two turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers. And Chris from Milton, you're on the mark, sir.
Yeah, I think it's kind of crazy that the people who are the candidate who's talking about weaponizing the Justice Department to go after his enemies, who's talking about putting millions of people in camps and using the pardon to benefit people who violently demonstrated in favor of him. They are the ones who are trying to destroy the country. They're not the ones who are destroying the country.
Right. You. The second thing you said
is
what
you meant.
It does
seem a little weird. And the people who stand up for an independent Justice Department and work very hard not to appear to be using the Justice Department, they're the ones who are against the Constitution. I mean, this is all talk about Orwellian doublespeak. You have a prime example of it on your show every day.
Well, you know, people are concerned in different regards. A lot of people, as you believe, think that these people on the right would be a danger if they got control of the government. People on the right believe that the people on the left could be a danger to the country if they get control of the government.
Because they're doing things they're not like, they don't like, not because they're unconstitutional. Like Stan admitted that basically guns are registered and therefore it's an infringement, but that's not if you do it to guns, to rifles, then all of a sudden it is an infringement.
But Chris, you've got to admit that, you know, you argue that the Constitution is subject, well, the Constitution is subject to interpretation. The people who interpret it are the Supreme Court. You've called on this program a number of times to rail against the Supreme Court. That's constitutional. The Supreme Court's constitutional. The decisions they make are constitutional.
I didn't say everything I said is is agreeing with the current rulings of the interpretation of the of the law.
But if you support the Constitution, you support the constitutional functions.
But and for 200 years, you know, they did the they changed the law on guns precisely because the Supreme Court did, precisely because they said that's the way it was from the beginning of the country.
Well,
but
I mean, I'm
obviously,
not gonna, you're,
laws were outlawed many times in areas from the beginning of the country on.
Right. It was illegal to sell Indian. It was illegal to sell Indians rifles. It was illegal.
And that.
Eartha Kris. It was illegal.
Yeah.
It was illegal to sell Indians firearms at one point. So, I mean, we've had restrictions on firearms. No argument about that. We have had them. And we may well have them again. But let's face it, and this is the one thing that gets me, is when the Constitution was written.
The point is, they did it, that was the ruling of the Supreme Court that it was not used that way then, so it can't be used that way now.
Well, what I was going to say is the Supreme Court has the obligation to interpret the Constitution, because when the Constitution was written, the kind of weapons we had were nowhere near as lethal as the ones we have today.
I never disagreed with that.
I know you didn't. But I'm sure some of our other callers would disagree with that.
What?
That
the Supreme Court doesn't have the right
to
the
Supreme Court, the Supreme Court does have the right to do it, because that's the way it was set up. That the really what should happen, if you want to change the Constitution, if you want to change the Constitution, there's a formula to do it. If you want
and
to make
if you
it,
want to change the judges, there's a way to do that too.
Well, how do you do that? You just appoint different judges. You don't impeach them or throw them out.
That's one way of doing it. That changes the majority. It's majority rule.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
But and. And I mean, all this paranoia and stuff, and conspiracy theories, and the interpretation of what they do—they're asking for more extreme changes.
Who
and
is
dishonoring how the country's been run because they don't like certain aspects of it. But it's hard to see how registration is an infringement. They say it could be made into an infringement eventually, but then it would be an infringement.
Well, yeah.
And the Supreme Court can rule on that, right?
A rose by any other name smells just as sweet.
Well, and a stink by any other name smells just as stinky.
Oh, I guess.
But I don't know.
Never heard that one.
There. It's a nice way of saying it. It's a nice little.
Well, as I said earlier, anything can be used for good or for evil, and you just have to determine which way it's going to go. We'll give you the last word.
Well, I just look at what Trump's saying, and if you think what he's saying is how the Constitution of the country should be run, that people should be put in camps, that they should, the federal government should take over cities because there's an amount of crime there, all that's unconstitutional.
Well, we look at
and he's running on this, and these people are saying the other side is the one that's trying to destroy the country and the Constitution. It's just nonsense.
Well,
Harry is at least a semi-reasonable point on this.
Okay. All right. Well,
but the other callers you have, they're so far out in the John Birch Society, old-time conspiracy nut theories, it's ridiculous.
Okay,
and
listen.
You should be able to see that.
Okay, well, I've been told I'm blind.
Since they're saying everything you should be able to see, you should be able to see that, because that's plain and clear.
Well, I remember the old cartoon adage, we've seen the enemy and he are us. Hey, thanks, Chris. We've got to take our final break of the day, and then we have a caller on the line. We'll be right back.
Sunbury Motors is going to make December 2023 a December to remember. Every Ford, Kia, and Hyundai will be discounted to levels you haven't seen since before COVID. Sunbury Motors Ford, discounting 2023 Ford Escapes up to $5,000 plus 3.9% APR financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. There are 30 available to choose from. Also, save $9,000 off F-150s and 2.9% APR for 72 months. Sunbury Motors Kia has brand new Kia Fortes starting at $20,785. 7 in stock and ready to move. If you're looking for a multi-purpose vehicle, Sunbury Motors Kia has 7 8-passenger Kia Carnivals starting at under $37,000. All Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Sunbury Motors Hyundai has the financing everyone's looking for. Buy a 2023 Hyundai Santa Fe or a 2024 Hyundai Tucson and get 0% APR financing for 60 months. Sunbury Motors is going to make this December a December to remember. Sunbury Motors Kia on the Golden Strip, Hummel's Wharf, Sunbury Motors Ford, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Today on Hey Culligan, around the water cooler, here's Agnes.
Hey Culligan, word around the water cooler is that I can get a water cooler just like the water cooler at the office, but in my home?
Agnes, not only can you get the same water cooler that you get in your office, in your home we'll deliver it and set it up so you don't have to lug around those heavy bottles.
So it's not just water cooler gossip?
Agnes, it's pure, delicious water cooler truth, and it's already on the way. Get great-tasting bottled water for as low as a dollar a day at participating dealers. Details at Culligan.com.
Call Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania today for all your water treatment needs and set up a free in-home water test with a water professional that knows the water where you live. Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania. Call 1-800-788-1978. That's 1-800-788-1978. Or visit them online at callculligan.com. That website again is callculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Welcome back to On the Mark. On the Mark Texter says, what's wrong with these callers about President Biden making family do background checks to give guns to family? Crazy, crazy people. Signed, Bob. And then Tom says, it's very clear why your first three callers are against red flag laws. All three have very strange beliefs and could be deemed a little off their rockers. They should, in my opinion, not have weapons. It would be easy for the government to deem them mentally ill. A modern-day Hitler seems a possibility with folks like this. That's sound by Tom, okay? Dan, you are on the mark this morning, sir. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Well, you know, what Tom stated there is truly control. And that's all them callers earlier are against control. But people like Tom, Chris, they love control. And the Democratic Party is basically turning into a control party. They want to control elections. They want to control your weapons. They want control of everything. So I didn't hear no conspiracy theories by them callers. All I heard was facts. Facts that bore out by history, by the scripture, and no. The left of this country want to control your life, and the people that follow them that may not understand at all, they're what I think Bill refers to as sheep. They're the sheep that want to be shorn, and most of us don't want that. We understand that the left is the control party. Trump party, their freedom. Freedom all the way.
Well, you know, I can't say I typically buy what you're selling here, Dan, because I think there's efforts to control on both sides of the aisle. Republicans want to control
the
some.
Right.
Hmm?
Yeah, excuse me. Go ahead.
No, I'm waiting to hear what you had to say. How's the right what?
How's the right trying to control anybody's life, except we want freedom, as much freedom as we can have without government control?
You want prayer and Bible reading put back in schools? That's controlling our lives. Some people don't want it. but it's but what you want, so it's not control. But it's maybe not what I want, so I look at it as control. Isn't that a fair statement?
That's freedom.
What?
That's
no, it's not freedom. If I don't want it, it's not freedom for me.
That's how far we went in this country. We don't know the difference between freedom and tyranny. You know, we had a lot more freedom back in the day when we had prayer and Bible reading in the school. We weren't talking about gun control. We weren't worried about the tyranny of the government.
You're making the argument. You're making the argument that it's good. I'm saying there are some people who don't believe it is good. They believe that we should have separation of church and state. I'm just citing that as an example of something that you would like to control, that you believe would be better if it was forced upon people who don't want it.
You're not going to force it anymore. You don't. There's no force in that area. We turned into a country of mostly atheists.
Well, I hope you're wrong
about
that.
Mostly Marxists.
Well, I hope you're wrong about that, too. I hope you're wrong about that, Dan. Thanks for calling.
Yep, you have a great one.
Now, you take care of yourself, sir. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, bye.
Bye, Dan. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's a busy day. We'll look forward to doing it all again tomorrow. Got a ton of texts we didn't get to, but we'll get to them tomorrow. On the Mark, WKOK, Sunbury, Pennsylvania.